يكرر light of my two eyes يكرر evil you despise O master of العالمين O leader to المؤمنين
This is a program in which we talk about one of the sermons of the book Nahjul Balagha.
The gate of knowledge.
We send our salams to Ali. We raise our palms.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Gate of Knowledge. As you know, we talk about the sermon, a famous one, from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, which is about the characteristics of the pious ones. Another aspect of the pious people is that their attention is more to the hereafter and the goals that are determined by the prophets in the hereafter. In fact, they consider this world an introductory stage, and a stage in which we are examined and we gain the results and we reach the goal in the hereafter. That is the right thinking that we talked about, one of the basic characteristics they have. This is one of the aspects of their thought. This fact is mentioned in the Quran, and the Quran invites us to think about this world and the hereafter. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ Do you think that we have created you for no reason and that you are not going to come back to us? This verse of the Quran talks about the fact that if there is no hereafter, if there is no result and gain after the death, after this life, the creation will be a nonsense act. And God says in the Quran that it is not the case that we have created you for nothing. Because if we die, and that is the end, so what is the reason and what is the goal behind creation of mankind? That is one of the basic teachings of the prophets, divine prophets of God, that they have promised and they have informed us that we are being resurrected in another world, and the results of our actions will be given to us in that world. The people of taqwa and piety, with their souls, they believe in the hereafter. Not only they believe in the hereafter, they are so eager to reach to that stage that Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam explained their position in that regard as وَلَوْلَا الْأَجَلُ الَّذِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ لَمْ تَسْتَقِرَّ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ فِي أَجْسَادِهِمْ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ He says, if there had not been fixed periods of life ordained for each, their spirits would not have remained in their bodies even for the twinkling of an eye. Because of their eagerness for the reward and fear of punishment. This is an interesting thing that Imam talks about. And that is the fact that a pious one has two wings or two sides. One is the hope and one is fear. Hope to the reward and fear for punishment. And these are equal. I read in a saying from Imam Baqir, the fifth Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, who says, if you open up the heart of a believer, you will find two lights in it. One is the light of fear, and one is the light of hope. If you weigh them, they are exactly equal. One of the reasons that hope and fear are equal in human beings, in pious ones, in believers, is that they are still going. The life is still ongoing and everything is possible. You cannot promise, you cannot be confident that next hour, next day, what is your position? Are you still a good person or you have changed? Therefore, I have a likeness. There is a operation that in the army, they have three robes, one underneath and two up there. They walk on it and they hold their hands. They take the other two robes that are up and they walk from one valley, from one side of the valley to the other side of the valley. The height starts from the ground and then it goes up to the top of a mountain. This is sometimes called rappel operations. This is the life, the fact of the life, and the way we go up in our development in piety. As we go up, the height increases. Two things happen. One is as we go forward, we go higher in the distance to the earth. If we fall, it is more dangerous. And also we reach nearer to the goal, that is reaching to the top of the mountain. Therefore, fear to fall and hope to reach to the top of the mountain increase alike. As we go forward, the fear increases, the fear of maybe I fall, and the hope increases to reach. This encourages the person who walks on the rope to continue and to increase, being cautious, increase cautiousness to reach to the end of the way. Life is like that as well. A pious person knows that he has some good actions, but he's afraid, maybe I do a mistake in future and I fall. And also he knows that there are some rewards waiting for him in the hereafter. Therefore, this encourages the person to reach to the reward and the fear increases from the possible punishment if he disobeys and if he does not continue. Therefore, this is the situation of the pious person, that if it was not the fixed time and fixed period of life ordained for them, for each one of them, their spirits would not have remained in their bodies even for the twinkling of an eye. If it was given to themselves, they would have chosen the other world and visiting God and visiting the reward that is ordained for them. Even a twinkling of an eye, they will not stay because of their eagerness for the reward and fear of chastisement. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Ya Rabbana, salli ala,
صلى الله عليه.